regard to findings, one of the things that this report does is that it looks at the immigrant communities in Ottawa in a variety of different ways. It is interested in the time period in which people arrived, the admission status that they held when they arrived in Canada, and also throughout the report pays particular attention to gender issues and the degree to which women and men in the metropolitan area have similar or different experiences in Ottawa's labor market. In terms of major findings, one finds that there is a great deal of diversity in experiences in the labor market in Ottawa. There are many immigrants who arrive in the city who are highly educated in a variety of different fields, and a sizable portion of those individuals find employment in the high-tech industries in Ottawa or in business services and appear to be doing quite well. There are other immigrants, however, for whom that is not the case, who work in a variety of consumer services that are in general less well paid. And those immigrants, whether they're recent or more long established, are certainly not doing as well in terms of employment earnings as other immigrants in the city. The two other findings that are especially worthy to mention is that, first of all, immigrant women, by and large, even though their education matches or exceeds the levels of men, do not match or exceed the income earnings of men. And that is true in a number of different ways that you could look at this, whether it's by a period of arrival or ethno-racial group. There are significant gender differences in terms of earnings. And the other fact that is important to point out is that when you look at people with equivalent levels of education between Canadian-born and immigrant individuals, there's often a significant earnings gap. The one place that that earnings gap tends to disappear is among highly educated immigrants working in business services or in high technology. And here I'm speaking only of men who over time, over an approximately 10 to 15 year period, begin to match, if not exceed, the earnings of Canadian-born men who are similarly educated. So in terms of findings, though, the gender differences and the differences with the Canadian-born population, one you control for factors like education, really stand out. The other major finding is with regard to differences between Ottawa and Gatineau. The immigrant populations living in these two cities often have very different experiences in the metropolitan area's labor market.